Monday night, or Chav Ches Teves, Dvar Halachim, Chavis Halachim. So everybody wants to, everybody's worried about Parnosa. So we know that if you say Parshas Hamon, every day, it's a segula for Parnosa. It's a segula. I don't know if you want to believe in segulas, just only the Gemara says it. We need the Kupas Eir to sign on to it. But the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's a segula, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's a segula if you think about the message of the Parshas Hamon. In Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you zohir in benching, and you medakdek, and you bench carefully, again, you think about the idea of what you're saying, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Azonas HaKol, Azonas Olom Kolob Tubo, etc., the brachos of benching, if you zohir in benching, it's also Mizonosov Mitsuyoslo. So, why not do it? Even if for that reason alone. Mishnah Berurah mentions that you should dafka bench from a sitter, from a sefer, from a bencher, not by heart, which is in keeping with what Gedolim say when you ask them about davening Shemoneh Esrei. They say better from a sitter than closing your eyes and by heart. But Al Kaponim here it says that in the Mishnah Berurah, the Gabi benching, that you should bench mitoch ha-sefer. In Sifkotan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah mentions you should bench b'kol rom. That's part of the, to be more kavana, I would imagine. And in the Zohar, it's brought down to feel b'simcha if you are aware of what you're saying, then it should summon up feelings of simcha in you. That's all part of the diktukim of Birchas Hamazon. Koshkein, you should say the words properly. Okay, now Chavis Halvavos, Shara Avos Hashem. We're up to the last Shara, Perek Shlishi. He's describing how to be Kona it, and he's talking about, again, you can do it like 15, 30 seconds a day, probably without the Hakdomas of the that the Chavis Halvavos says are necessary, just to get a taste of Avos Hashem, just to think about it. Rabbi Gamila Zatzal suggests saying it once a day. He says, make sure you say it when no one's listening to you, no one's around. I love you, Hashem. And when you say it, rather in another place, in Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in talking about davening, the Chavis Halvavos, I think it's a famous, one of his famous, memories, one of his famous sayings, that the kavanas alev is nimshach achar hapeh. And if you say something and you say it enough times, you end up believing it. It ends up working on your pnimius. Dibur peh. The machshava is nimshach achar dibur peh. Akoponim. But here he's talking about a more perfect Avos Hashem, a more shleimustik Avos Hashem, the kind that he talked about in the previous perek, overrides every other Ava a person could have, whether it's physical comfort, or Ava for other people, or Avos Momen, or Ava for his own kavod, or whatever. So he says you have to be, he says it's not possible unless you establish certain premises, unless you establish certain hakdomos, unless you establish certain things that come before, and then you could attain it. And if you taka a kona of these things first, then they're really things that he taught about in the Sefer up till now. So then it shouldn't be difficult to then slide into Avos Hashem. For example, so he says, first of all, Shnei Suge Tohar Yichud. That's the first thing. He sets it up as two types of Torah Yichud, two types of Kniya, two types of Cheshbon HaNefesh, two types of Bechina. Why he does it that way, I don't know. Maybe it's just a memory aid, or maybe like two, 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 two. So he says, Torah Yichud HaMais is where we left off yesterday. Torah Yichud. And I said that in Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh, he also puts together these two types of Yichud, which at first glance have nothing in common other than the word Yichud. And that is Yichud Hashem. Awareness that Hashem Echad, being convinced or believing that Hashem Echad, and Shar Yichud HaMaisa, which is a different Shar in the Chavis HaLovis, besides Shar Yichud Hashem, Yichud HaMaisa is to dedicate everything you do L'Shem Hashem, not for any other alternative reason, ulterior motive, even something as innocuous that we don't even think about. You want people to think well of you, you want people to hold of you, you want your kids to get into a good school. You know, we do sometimes, we act a certain way, we want to have friends. This is all, it's all nice, but it's not Yichud HaMaisa. Yichud HaMaisa is the only reason you would do anything is because it is the will of Hashem. So he really zustells these two things, and so I think you think about it, and here he does it again. So really they do have a common denominator, because Yichud Hashem is not just that Hashem is one, he explains in Shari Yichud Hashem, but Hashem is everything. And as everything you see is Hashem. You see a table, it's Hashem's table. Hashem made the table. You say it's raining outside, so you say it's not raining outside. Hashem is being Morid HaGeshem. Hashem is being Mashiv HaRuach. Hashem is making the lights on. Everything that's part of Hashem Echad is that everything is a manifestation of Hashem's will. Everything. Nature, and you know, people don't think, and inventions, and everything that we experience is all Hashem. Hashem is really the only objective existence. That's part of Yichud Hashem, and everything is just Ritzono. So Hashem is doing this, and Hashem is doing that, and Hashem is allowing me to think now, and allowing me to speak now, and translating the thoughts of my mind into electrical impulses, and it's telling my mouth to talk. I mean, so that's part of Yichud Hashem. Yichud HaMaisa is really the same thing, but in reverse. That everything I do is, I try to relate it, well, it's not really in reverse, it's sort of along the same lines, it's just it's stemming from the person. If Yichud Hashem is not just that Hashem is one, but Hashem is all that there is, the only thing that there is, so to speak, everything else is just Ritzono, then Yichud HaMaisa is that when I do something, I want to make that Ritzono also. And there is there's no other reason in the world to do anything. And it would be wrong to do for me to do anything other than to make it be Ritzono. So it really is the other side of the coin of Yichud Hashem. I think about it. I mean, maybe you'll have your own pshat. But the Chavis HaLovis puts it together both in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh and here. Two types of Yichud. So he says one is that's all he says here, which is Yichud Hashem. But he explains in Yichud Hashem Shara Yichud that it's not just that there's one Hashem and not two, but that Hashem is all that there is. V'hasheni tohar hamaisim b'mishmas Hashem, the purity of your actions in obeying Hashem, v'ha'avdus lishmo b'levad. That's all, the only reason you're doing it is that you're doing it because it's Ratzon Hashem. So it really is a different type of manifestation of everything being Ritzono. That's all. Bhagavan, he's really not even going into it here. I'm just explaining it because he lumps the two together. Even though, just like I said, the Charedi have nothing to do with each other than the word Yichud. But here he's saying, he's going to list a bunch of things that are Hakdomos to Avos Hashem. So the first Hakdoma, there's 2, 2, 2, 2, there's 8 things, he says, 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. And this is the first two. And you get that into your head. In other words, if you're going to develop Avos Hashem, you have to get the idea that everything that happens in your life, and everything that you have, and everything that you are, and Mimela, everything that you do as well, is Ratzon Hashem, a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem.